Hey, Ruben.
Is that better?
Yeah, it's better. Go ahead.
Perfect. So here's my thought process I want to run by you. Typically, as your experience, these working capital loans, at the day of funding, they'll ask you for, you know, your current bank account. And although usually everything goes fine, you could kind of, sometimes if you send additional information, you kind of jeopardize your approval. Here's my thought process. The approval that I have for you, it will, it goes up to about May 15th without any additional paperwork. So they can give it 45 days from the last statement for the approval. Once it hits, say, a July 15th status, they'll need the June bank statement. Now, my thought is to do this. If you can shoot me over your June bank statement, I can have underwriting look at it softly. So it's not a hard inquiry. They're going to look at it, but they're not going to actually put it into the system and give us our thoughts of, hey, look, submitting this will get you higher to that 180 level or not. So you really won't risk anything, but if we can get the June statement, it might get you closer to that level. But most importantly, if the June statement for some reason doesn't look good or there's NSS or anything like that, I don't need to include it. It won't jeopardize your approval.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. Is there any other way to get more funds? Is this the only route?
No, it's not. So
what other route can we go? I'm just looking for more capital. Even if there was another way that, you know, this is, I get it, it's interest forgiving and all this and that, but, you know, what I want to do is try to, because, you know, we're going to refinance, and I'm trying to,
correct,
you know, not have to, but eventually we're going to.
Correct.
But what I want to do is I want to get the largest amount of money that I can possibly get, so then it pushes us through, you know, December. I want to know.
Correct. You want to know what's available.
Like, what else can we get? Maybe.
And you're running about 160 a month, correct?
Well, this month we did, I think we did close to 200.
Okay.
Both banks combined last month, and then this month we'll do another 200.
Okay.
So I mean, we're cranking right now.
Here's kind of the long and short of it.
Okay.
The answer to your questions, yes. If you're averaging about 200K a month, and I have to kind of see through walls and around corners because I know your transaction, I think, pretty well. There are approvals that you'll get around 200 grand for. There are programs that you can qualify for 200, maybe even 225. Let's walk you through these options so you can make the best choice for your business.
Okay.
You get a 200 or 225K approval. Well, one thing we have to keep in mind is the ownership of the business. This approval only requires 50% ownership. Other approvals will require 100%. David's background check, back and forth. There are still other options, but here is kind of what I would receive for you. You would probably get an offer from around, if you go above 150K, that's the key mark. If you go above 150 on most programs, that's fine. You'll have additional underwriting. You'll probably be looking at a term of anything between 12 to 15 months. You will get a discount for paying these loans off early, but the discount, in my opinion, it's peanuts. So if you have, say, let's say you qualify for renewal, or let's say you just pay it off for refinance, you might get a few grand saved. Whereas on this other program, you're going to get 20 or 30,000. You know, the amount of interest, and you'll get an amortization schedule can be massive if you get qualified for renewal and you use this renewal to borrow more funds. Here's my thought. Why don't you send me over the June statements for both accounts, and I'll send it over to both programs. I won't do a hard inquiry on the credit. And I'll say, hey, look, on this program that we're talking about, it will come back at 160, 180, whatever it may be. And send it to another program. My whole thought is, though, there's no incentive for me to push you either. Actually, there's a small incentive for me to give you more money, to be blunt. But I do feel that if you take another, say, 40K, and that's your whole decision-making process, you'll regret it. You'll regret it because let's kind of look. You got to think a step ahead. Why would you regret it? Because if you take a 220K approval, and let's say you do it over 12 months. In 6 months, you'll come back and you'll say, okay, Ruben, let's just say you borrow 220 And let's say the payback on that is, I'm just going to do over 12 months. Let's say it's 280. You pay back 140. And if you qualify for renewal, you'll be like, well, now I'm rolling over. I've got, you know, 20 grand of interest left or 30 grand of interest. Usually interest, by the way, on these terms, it usually, and I can get you a schedule, but on like an 18-month term, it usually corresponds to about a third left. So if you borrowed essentially 280 to pay back, a third of that being, say, of that interest remaining, you're going to roll over. And so I'd like to get you a schedule, but I think you're going to get back into this whole schedule of rolling over. I think probably what the more appropriate method to do is this, is to really identify your needs. And you're saying that you want to get through December, correct?
Yeah.
When do you start receiving the funds from December? When do you actually, is December your biggest month, or is it November or January?
All three of them, November, December, and January. I think this year, I think November will probably be around 70. December will probably, could be up to 300. And January could be over 250.
Okay.
A few months.
Okay, so here's what I would suggest, and this is just me kind of giving you the straight shot. You owe, right, so you want to net a certain amount of money, correct? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here, hold on. Yeah, I'm here.
You want to net a certain, what amount are you looking to net, realistically, so I can kind of guide
you?
Well,
I mean, realistically, I'd like to net 90K. I think 90K would be perfect. And then, you know, my thought process is, if you can get that original loan that we're working on bumped up, you know, and then we wait 3 to 4 weeks, we probably would have that, because we're paying, what, almost, $2,500 a week? So that's,
yeah, and just to keep in mind, the interest forgiveness, it only works if you get qualified for renewal and you use those renewals to get a new loan from the same lender. It's not going from program to program. But here's kind of my thought process, and this is just me shooting straight with you.
Okay.
You've done some stacking before, okay, which is second position loans. Sometimes people do thirds and fourths. But if you did a second position loan, is it technically a violation of your contract? Yes. It is a violation, but the reality is it's for second positions, it's not as crazy. Third and fourth is when it gets nuts. But let's just kind of think ahead. Let's say you fund this loan, and I like to be realistic. I'm not going to preach to you. So let's say you get $180,000 from us, and you net 90. Let's say you get, after our conversation, you get me the June statement, they bump it up to 180, you take 90. Great, problem solved. Let's say in 6 months or in 4 months, you need more money. And let's say you have an 18-month loan. You're too far away from renewal. You're 6 months into a 9-month renewal program, or sorry, you're 4 months into an 18-month renewal program, and you can only renew at about 8.5 months in. You can only apply. Will someone give you a second position? Yeah, they will. Because if you're showing that volume, because you have an 18-month loan, because your payments aren't crazy, someone will step in and give you a second position. That might exclude you from getting a renewal with interest forgiveness, but to kind of call it like I see it, if you take an 18-month loan for 180 and your payments aren't that big, you coming in 4 months, you can get another 50 grand from someone out there, whether it be us or someone else. You can get a second position. It will probably disqualify you from that renewal aspect, but because you're not having a massive payment, there are people that will say, hey, look, this business is not drowning in debt. There's room in the note to give them a second position. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Now let's look at the flip side. If you take 220, and keep in mind that the 160 or 180 we're talking about, not only is it longer term, it's a discounted rate. It's the same rate you're typically going to pay on a 12-month term. It's about 50% less of cost. Now let's look at the flip side. If you take 220 on a shorter term and a higher rate, and you do that over 12 months, no one's going to give you a second position. Or it's going to be one of these crazy second positions we talked in the past because the risk is through the roof. So my whole thought is that although I'm hoping to get to 90-90, but most importantly, I think that you taking that 40K extra, it will cause you a lot more pain than it actually will benefit you. And I hope you appreciate my honesty.
Yeah, no, I do. And that makes sense. And if we do get a second position 3 or 4 months from now, if we need it for a little bit more buying power, that makes sense. And but if you can get it up to 180, that is definitely more attractive. You know, because I'm thinking to pull the trigger on 56K doesn't really make sense to me. But if I was to pull the trigger on like 80K pocketing.
Because what's your balance? Definitely. Let's see what is your balance right now. I ran it the other day. Give me a second, actually. Give me 1 second.
I mean, the other loan should be off, right? That I think there's one other loan that's probably off in a couple of days.
Yeah, it's almost done. Well, no, it's maybe in a week or two. It's your Winset loan, but the balance is like it's like 2,500 last time I checked.
Okay.
So let's take a look. So on June 10th, we were at 21K. Well, give me 1 second. I'm gonna bring up the quarter spot balance. I can just date it. Give me a second. Give me 1 second. Da, 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 da. All right. So the most important thing is the quarter spot balance, because the Winset is almost done. So your quarter spot balance on June 8th was 98,000. You're doing about 620 a day, I think, or 630. So do you know which one it is offhand?
I don't, but I think it's about 2,500 a week, 2,550 a week.
That makes sense. Okay. So there was about... On June 8th, I'm just going to rough estimate, it's the 5th already, so there's been about probably 20 payments there. So 20 times 620. Okay. So your current quarter spot balance should be around 96 plus or minus a few hundred bucks. So let's call it, I'm sorry, 86,000. 86 plus or minus a few hundred bucks. So okay. You're at 86. Your loan approval right now is, and you got, say, two and a half grand from Winset. We'll just call that 2.5 grand. That's 88.5. And your loan approval is at 160. So technically,
if you can get that up to 180, we're looking good. That's right.
Yeah, no, that's the point. Because 88 minus 160, you're at 88, 160. You're at about 72. You net about 72. To accomplish that, you'd have to pay. The only stupid thing about this approval is it's a 75-75. You can only use 75 to pay out the balance, but that's just math. You pay a little more down, you get more back. But right now, you are about 10K away. Yeah, so shoot me over the June statement and let me see what I can do. I'll get back to you within an hour.
Okay, and then can you check on my other little loan? What's that one at?
Give me a second. Yeah, you got an automated email from us actually as well. So let's see.
That one's got to be almost done.
It's almost done. So you had as of March 24th. Give me 1 second here. 1 second, please.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes.
Sorry about that. So as of March 24th, you had 78 payments. There's 22 payments a month. So that's April, May, June, July. So April, May, June gets you to 66 payments approximately. So on June 24th, you're at 66 payments. It's July 4th. So you probably have 4 to 5 payments left.
Nice. Okay. All right, so let me get this straight. That'll be paid off in 5 days, okay?
That's what I'm running. There might be a holiday, so it might be like 7. I can check on it, but that one is almost done.
Okay, so let me get this straight. So, and then our other one's at 86,000.
are the numbers that I'm running that. I'm giving you a good estimate because I'm calculating about 18 days of business days since June 10th. So I should be accurate there.
Okay. So, and if you got me approved for 180, well, then I should be...
You'll be fine.
...pocketing around 90.
If you get to at least... So here's kind of the math for you. On this specific approval, here's kind of how it works, and I'm going to give you kind of the play-by-play. We approved it. It was approved for 150. That's on this specific program. It was approved for 150. The underwriter used a balance of 75K to make it work. If they did a higher balance, it just wouldn't have gone through the system. So the most that they can use and kind of cover their ass, so to speak, is use 75K. That's what you can pay off. So your approval got bumped to 160, but they can only use 75K to pay off current balances. If we bump this to 172, you don't have to pay anything besides paying off Winset, you know, a grand or two. If you get 180, you don't have to pay anyone off because you're covering the full amount. So if we get to 180, we're dangerously close to what you need.
That would be awesome. But so just so I'm clear though, if you do get it to 180, we should be getting about 90 grand back, correct?
You get a little more than that.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That would be very, very interesting. Yeah, that would be very helpful.
Correct. But also keep in mind, the reason, and it's weird for me to, like, most people in my industry, you get calls all the day, I'm assuming, for working capital, correct?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Yeah, it's a rampant, it's overly saturated, and I think the reason people like working with me is I'm good at my job and I tell them the truth.
Yeah.
People are going to push you, or most people in my shoes, they're going to push you due to a short term. They're going to be, all right, John, you want 220, let's do it, short term. The problem with that whole thinking is that you have to think about, we have to put your needs first. And thinking 6 months down the line, I know that a lot of my customers will get a second or third position. I just know that. That's the reality of the world I live in. And if I give you, just to give you an idea, your payments, so let me just give you the math, though, so you can understand. Let's say you did $220,000, and let's just say that's over a 12-month term. So your payment?
Well, no, hey Ruben, I'm with you. I've listened. I'm with you.
Your payment's going to be $760 on that term.
Yeah, I don't even want that. What I really want to do is, I think if we got it to the 180 on what you're already got me approved for 160.
Yeah.
If we can get that to 180. That's I think the ticket I want. So
yes, shoot me the June statements, and I'll do my best, and you know, I'll push as hard as I can.
Okay, that sounds good.
Thanks, brother.
Bye bye.
Bye-bye.